In this episode, I'm going to cover the first of three secrets to success for building your own expert business. I've spent the last 2 years researching and interviewing some of the most successful online entrepreneurs in the world as they built their own expert businesses. Now I'm building an agency to help skilled professionals like you and me do the same. Build a business around our expertise that delivers wealth, impact, and legacy. The real question is this: how can we build 6, 7, or even 8-figure expert businesses while still employed, without spending all our money or becoming a stranger to our families? This show is here to give you the answers. Join me on this journey and learn how to start, succeed, and scale your own expert business. My name is Dave Zimbicki. Welcome to the Build Your Expert Business Show. Hey everybody, Dave Zimbicki here. Welcome back to the show. In today's episode, we're going to cover the first of three secrets to success in building your own expert business. Secret number one is the expert business model itself, how knowledge and expertise can be used to build a 7-figure automated expert business. So some people think that it's impossible to make 6, 7, or even 8 figures in online business, that it's all smoke and mirrors, rented Lamborghinis and private jets and all kind of fake, nonsense, or that only a few people can really ever be successful, or that it's limited to, just a handful of people that are real outliers. Now, what I discovered is when I decided to create a virtual summit, I talked about it a little bit in previous episodes, where I started interviewing dozens of successful online expert business owners. I began putting together lists of people that I wanted to potentially interview, right? And so I was thinking to myself, well, how many successful people could there be out there? My bar was really anybody that was full-time doing an expert business, either while they're still employed or on the side, but basically putting full-time effort into it, and that was making at least 6 figures a year from their expert business. So I thought, it might take me a couple days or a week to find the 10 or 20 people that I wanted to interview there. But once I started doing that research, it was actually pretty easy to find a lot of people that were reaching those bars of success. So I was pretty quickly able to get to the 20 or so that I wanted to interview for that particular virtual summit. The other bar that I set was people that were doing it with either themselves or with small teams. And what I did find out was very few people were doing it absolutely alone, but the vast majority of them only had teams of themselves plus maybe 1 to 3 or 4 other people. And that was what it took to get them to that 6 or 7 figure range. Then as I interviewed some folks that were edging into 8 figures, so $10 million plus in sales or revenue from their expert businesses, then of course the team sizes started to get a little bit larger, the costs started to get a little bit higher, but that was the point of the exercise. It was to find out what was possible at the different price points, at the different, expertise levels and experience levels that people had. So basically, like I said, it actually only took me an hour or two to discover over 100 people that fit those categories. And with more time, I'm sure I could have found a few thousand at least. So in the end, I found a lot of people that were building expert businesses. And then obviously the next question was, well, how are they getting to 6 and 7 figures and beyond? So what I found was confirmation of kind of this online urban legend, that's out there. So you may have heard this term, all you need is 1,000 true fans, right? 1,000 people that are need the information you have or need the products and services that you might be able to create based on your particular expertise. And what I found was that was true. I mean, most of the people that I interviewed did not have tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of fans and followers and customers, but they did have, the quantity that was needed to get to 6, 7, and 8 figures. So again, it only takes 1,000 people buying a $1,000 product from you to get to $1 million in revenue. So basically, in the grand scheme of things, you need to find 1,000 people out of the 7.5 billion people in the world. Or in the end, that's a conversion rate of 0.00001%, right? So if you can find 0.0001% of the population that you can serve with some kind of product or service or some value equivalent to $1,000, then that's your first $1 million in revenue. Okay. So that's kind of the surface level stuff. We want to dig a little bit deeper into that. So as I've interviewed and worked with successful expert business owners, what I've also found is there are a lot of different ways to get to those numbers. Yes, you could do a mid-level $1,000 product and then try to get the hundreds or a couple thousand customers that you need for that. Other people use what's called a high ticket model. They have a $10,000 or $15,000 or $25,000 program so that, it only takes 40 customers at $25,000 each to get to that $1 million revenue number. And then obviously the other end of the spectrum is people at the low end, the people selling, you know, $5, $10, $15, or $20 ebooks, or, you know, really small, you know, physical products, or, you know, journals or something like that, where, yeah, you need, you know, 10,000 customers in order for that to come out to $1 million. So there's a lot of different ways to get to those numbers. And that's one of the keys to the expert business model, is understanding those numbers, understanding what your market might accept, what type of expertise you have, and what of those price points to target. So in the end, what I found out was that both the people that were successful and the people that were good at teaching a lot of these concepts all landed on a very similar pattern. And what that pattern was starting out with a middle tier type of offer. So some kind of course, program, a set of done for you services, you know, any type of thing that could productize your expertise, and then basically coming in at a price point of anywhere between $500 and $2,000. So that is like what's called a core or flagship type of product. Then once the folks have created those and started generating some sales, then they moved both upstream and downstream from that core product. So what I mean by upstream is you may not be able to sell somebody a $1,500 or $2,000 product on your first contact with them. So most of the people that are successful in this business also have lower end entry level products, anywhere from $10 to a couple hundred dollars, that are easier for people to buy and consume earlier in your relationship with them. So as an example, you know, in the information, you know, product type of business, like in my case, one of the entry level offers that I have is something that's called the Expert Business Blueprint. So it goes into a lot more detail about a lot of the stuff that we talk about here, how to start, succeed, scale, all the different steps in it. You know, but it is information. It's valuable information, but it's something that can be sold for anywhere from, you know, $10 to $100 or $200, depending on which, you know, pieces and elements, you know, that people buy into. That's an entry level product that sits upstream of core offerings that I have, like larger courses, or of course the full agency program, which is more in that, you know, that high ticket type of scenario. So the combination of, you know, entry level, core product, high ticket, that's what's called a value ladder, right? So the prices are proportional to how much value you provide to a customer. You're not going to charge somebody $25,000 and they'll never pay for it if, you know, you only get on the phone with them for 10 minutes once a month, right? The value just doesn't equal the price in there. But at the same time, you don't want to give huge amounts of value in a low dollar, you know, type of product, because it's worth more. You know, the person gets more value out of it, so you should charge more for that. So designing your value ladder is one of the core elements of the expert business model, and that's really what makes the numbers work. So a couple of quick examples of numbers. So let's say you create three products. And what I mean by products is something that packages up your expertise, and ideally something that doesn't require you to deliver it every single time. And that's what's different between an expert business and something like just pure freelancing or pure consulting, where you're just charging dollars for hours, you know, charging somebody to get an hour of your time. With an expert business, you're actually doing what I call productizing your expertise. So that's taking it and wrapping it up inside of some form of product or delivery, where the bulk of the effort or the work your customer does themselves with your support, with your knowledge, with your information. So you could think of things like in business coaching, right? So there could be coaching on starting a business, running a business, operating a business, and so forth. There can be courses or information related to marketing, how to design a sales campaign, how to launch it, how to monitor it, how to do analytics on it. In design, a bunch of different things. Teach people how to become designers. There's a million different ways, depending on what your specific expertise is, to package that and productize that into services. That's one of the things that we help with in my business and spend a lot of time on early on, is figuring out the right productization of your particular expertise. So let's say you've done that. You figured out, okay, I'm going to deliver these type of services. I can do it in a couple of different ways. I'm going to create an entry-level product that's $100, a core product that's $1,000, and then a high-ticket product like direct coaching or some kind of one-on-one support that sells for $10,000. So let's presume you've got three products, $100 product, $1,000 product, and a $10,000 product. In year one of your business, if you're able to find 200 customers for your low-end $100 product, and you're able to find 50 customers for your $1,000 product, and just three customers for your $10,000 product, that totals up to $100,000 in revenue. So that is a six-figure revenue business. business with only needing 253 sales or customers at those different price points. Is that easy to do? It depends. Depends on your market, depends on how in demand your products and services are, what, you know, the value of your expertise, but it's absolutely possible. I mean, there's definitely people that have gone from zero to six-figure businesses in 12 months, absolutely. Now, where it really gets interesting is just think about those numbers. Now, say you did that in year one. Now, let's say in year two, right? So your second year of business, you've already generated over $100,000 in revenue. So you understand your market a little bit more now. If you can get to 1,000 customers for your entry-level product, 100 customers for your flagship product, and then 25 for your high-ticket offer, now you have a business that's at $450,000 of annual revenue, right? So almost $500,000 in revenue from that business at that point by having 1,125 customers. So you're approaching that 1,000 true fans type of scenario. You have that many customers, now it's time to ascend them up the value ladder a little bit more. Now, year three is where it could get really interesting. So if you can stay on this growth curve, imagine you're in your third year of business now, you really have a lot of experience under your belt. If you can get 5,000 customers for your low-end product, 250 customers for your flagship product, and then 50 for your high-ticket offer, you're at $1.2 million of revenue there. And again, this is with keeping your prices the same over that entire time. Now, imagine if by year three, because of all the results that you've delivered, you doubled your prices. Then you're approaching a $3 million revenue business annually. Okay, so when I look at numbers like that, that's when my eyes start to light up. You know, the money guy inside of me is like, wow, that is an incredible path. I mean, there is no way in the corporate world you're getting to, a $3 million a year revenue type of scenario. So that's why I'm really a big fan of the expert business model. That's why I'm committing so much of my money and my time towards building this model, building an agency that helps people get there, is because I think this is an incredible path for people to really change the direction of their life and their lifestyle. So again, what we just talked about is called a value ladder. It's basically putting together a combination of products or services that you can provide to a target market based on the expertise or skills that you have at an increasing pricing level. Again, an entry level, a flagship, and then a high ticket offer. There's one element that I didn't talk about, which also most of the people that I've seen be successful also add into the mix, and that's what's called some form of recurring revenue type of product. So the idea there is that while you can hit all the numbers that I just talked about, you're doing that as with one-time purchases with customers. Once they've bought each of the things in your value ladder, or once they've reached the limit of what they can afford, maybe they can't make that jump yet from your $1,000 product all the way up here to your $25,000 product. Where recurring revenue models come in is if you can provide some form of value on an ongoing basis, then you can charge an ongoing subscription fee to your potential customers for that particular product or service. So you may have heard of this referred to as membership sites, recurring revenue models, subscription models, anything like that. So in that scenario, now let's say you have like 1,000 customers, and then you come up with some kind of monthly service that provides enough value that somebody will pay $50 a month for that scenario. So that's $300 to $600 every year that you can get from your customers if you're delivering them that value. So again, if you get 1,000 people to join your $600 a year membership program, you also just added another $600,000 of revenue to your expert business model. Now, it's not easy necessarily to be able to deliver all that value on a continuous basis, but it does provide a huge amount of benefits to the cash flow in your business. Because instead of launching and having these like big peaks and valleys and all of that in your revenue, if you have a pretty strong recurring revenue baseline, then you have consistent revenue in your business throughout the year with these spikes when you launch other products or you do particular marketing campaigns and so forth. Okay, so again, the point of the expert business model is there's a lot of different ways to combine the different pieces that I've talked about, but it does give you that flexibility to have business that both can be high revenue and then also consistent revenue. So that's really the key to the expert business model. Now, you might be thinking, like, what could I possibly sell for $1,000, let alone $10,000, or let alone every month, for $50 a month or something like that? And that's a great question. But you'd be surprised how many consulting, coaching, and productized service offerings are out there in these particular price ranges. The real question to ask yourself is, and the point is, don't get distracted by price. It's really about the value that you provide. I mean, helping someone, let's say, double their salary or lose 50 pounds or save their relationship or their marriage, all of those are worth far more than that, far more than $10,000. Therefore, people will pay for that. You know, if you can solve major business or life or, you know, career issues for someone, they will pay for that help and for that assistance. And this is just an increasing market across the board in all kinds of different areas, whether it's health, wealth, fitness, relationships. It's one of the key things to why the expert business model works. So real quick, I'm just going to give you a couple of examples from some of the people that I've interviewed or worked with on basically how they got to some of the numbers that I'm talking about. So I'll start at the low end, somebody, you know, pretty early in their journey that was able to hit six figures. So I interviewed a guy named Paul. He's a productivity expert. He is really good at helping small and medium-sized businesses choose and implement productivity tools to help their workforce be more efficient, right? So he basically started a side business where initially he just wrote about some of these productivity tools online, just basic blogging and things like that. And then what he found was is that because of how expert he was getting in just a couple of particular software products, he actually had those companies coming to him saying, hey, would you be a brand ambassador? Would you be a trainer on some of our, you know, sponsored courses and onboarding types of materials? And so he started to grow a reputation around his knowledge of those particular software packages. So in addition to partnering with some of those companies, he also started doing what he calls virtual consulting, which meant that he would help companies and businesses implement those tools and get the benefit out of them, but he didn't want to travel all over the world, you know, and get bogged down at individual customers for that amount of time. So he basically did virtual consulting almost all remote while he continued to build courses and solutions around the same type of productivity, you know, tools. So within about a year of starting this, he was actually able to quit his corporate job because his expert business was taking off and was replacing his income. And then when he left his corporate job, he actually traveled the world for 6 months while he was still performing these virtual consulting services, and then grew his business to that six-figure level relatively quickly, like within the first year or two. Okay, so that's just one example. I've got a lot more. Some of the podcast episodes and some of the videos, you know, that we're going to do here are going to have those interviews and have some of the details of how all of these folks started, how they succeeded, and then scaled their expert businesses. But I just wanted to make sure you understood that there are definitely many examples of success in building your own expert business. And one of the main things that I've done with all of this research and all the time that I've spent building up the products and the solutions in the agency I have is reverse engineering the people that have been successful and then packaging that into services, just like I've talked about in this video. So you're going to see me doing everything that we talk about in these shows. I'll show you exactly how we do it behind the scenes to show you how this expert business model works and then how you can be successful with it. Now, if you want to skip ahead and move faster and you want to see the exact blueprint that I'm talking about that we reverse engineer from people that have been successful building their own expert businesses, I want you to head over to expertbusinessblueprint.com. And over there, you're going to see exactly what we're talking about here and the exact blueprint that we're using with our clients to help them build their own expert businesses. So that's secret number one, the expert business model, how knowledge and expertise can be used to build six, seven, and even eight-figure businesses. And I've shown in this episode that it's not uncommon that people can do this. It is definitely achievable by skilled professionals willing to put in the right amount of time, effort, commitment, supported by the right coaching programs and materials to be able to get to those levels of financial freedom. In the next episode, we're going to cover secret number two. If you want to jump ahead and get started immediately, then I want you to head over to expertbusinessblueprint.com and then check out the exact blueprint that we use with our clients that we have reverse engineered from all the online expert business owners that I've worked with to show you exactly the steps required to build your own expert business. Hey, thanks for joining me on the Build Your Expert Business Show. Please be sure to subscribe, rate, and review this podcast. The key to building your own expert business is following a proven blueprint. After 2 years, $50,000 of research, and working with over 20 successful expert business owners, I've created what I believe to be the most valuable resource that I possibly could for you. The exact blueprint for how to build your own expert business. To learn more, head over to expertbusinessblueprint.com.